For the last year, two men, one Israeli, one Palestinian, have been blogging about their lives on opposite sides of the Israeli-Gaza border. Online, they call themselves Hope Man, that's the Israeli, and Peace Man, he's the Palestinian. They live about 10 miles apart. We were unable to reach Peace Man in Gaza today, but we did reach Hope Man. He is Eric Yellen, and he manages a computer software company in the Israeli town of Sderot. Mr. Yellen, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Have you heard from your Palestinian blogger friend? He hasn't posted in about a week and a half.
Well, the last I heard from him was this morning. I received an SMS from him after 3 days of not hearing anything. I was pretty worried because I stopped hearing from him right after the ground incursion by the Israeli forces into Gaza. So I sent him an SMS message, and it took a couple days, but he returned one today saying he's okay, but I haven't been able to reach him on the phone.
Where does he live in relation to the most serious fighting going on?
Well, I'm not sure because I don't know where this most serious fighting is going on, but I know that he lives in a militant area, I guess, or area where there are militants. It's a neighborhood called Sajaiya, and just recently he said that if ever this area were attacked, there would be great danger for many people there because there are homes with 20, 30, and even up to 50 people in one house. Very, very dense.
I would think that you would that your perception of this conflict would be shaped a lot because of your relationship with your friend on the opposite side of the border.
Well, definitely. I think that for me, living in Sderot, not knowing anyone, it just seemed like, well, another, you know, refugee, another area of the world which people suffer. There's so many other places in this world. But as soon as I started meeting people, it created a real connection and understanding that on the other side of the border, there are people exactly like us who are suffering. We are suffering, too, through this conflict. The only way to end this is through some kind of connection and dialogue.
And is that, do you think, the experience of Peace Man in Gaza?
Well, absolutely. I think Peace Man has told me this so many times that, first of all, for him, it was the first time ever to meet Israelis. And for him, they were always the enemy, always the oppressor. It took a while to create trust, even between the two of us. And I think that over time, we have really become friends, and I think there is full and complete trust. I trust him with my life, and I think vice versa.
We've been calling your blogging counterpart in Gaza Peace Man. Does he not use his real name out of safety concerns?
Yeah, well, Peace Man, as I said, he lives in a pretty difficult area, and he has some fear for his safety, and his voice might be misunderstood as a person who is speaking with the other side, with the enemy.
He might be seen as a collaborator, in other words.
Well, I don't even know as a collaborator. For some people, even speaking to an Israeli, even if you're not collaborating with him, is something you should not be doing, and for some Israelis as well. I think there are some people who see what I am doing as something that should not be done. I'm not in any personal danger because of that, but I'm certainly, I might be scrutinized for it.
You know, you mentioned earlier that you had gotten a text message saying from Peace Man saying that he's okay. What did you message him back when you got that message?
I said that, first of all, that I am very glad to hear from him after such a long time. And please send me a okay once a day so I know you're okay.
Well, Mr. Yellen, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
I thank you, and good day. Bye.
Eric Yellen on his blog, he's called Hope Man. His Palestinian counterpart goes by Peace Man. You can find a link to their blog at our website, and you can also read about other ways people in the conflict zone are using social media to reach out. Those are at npr.org.